Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1787, Robert C. Bauer Jr.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a contractor's shop and storage yard to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 22.57 acres, more or less, lying northeast of Covage Pond Road, also known as Road 214, 2,850 feet northwest of Benson Road, also known as Road 216. Again, for the record, I passed down copies of site plan for this application for the commission's benefit. And we've also received agency comments. First comment being from the Department of Transportation in the form of a support facilities report dated December 21st of 2007. Making reference to this application in the name of Charles Murphy as agent. The one road reviewed was Covage Pond Road being from Slaughter Neck Road to Johnson Road and being Road 207. There's an annual average daily traffic of 1,134 vehicles per day. The traffic impact study was not recommended. The present level of service is level of service A and will not change as a result of this application. So thereby it would remain at level of service A. From the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, I received a memorandum today on this application. The site is not located in a county operated and maintained sanitary sewer and or water district. It is located in the North Coastal Planning Area. The applicant would be using an on-site septic system. Conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study Area will be required. The proposed project is not in an area where county currently plans to provide sewer service. Therefore, a concept plan is not required. And that was signed by John Ashman, Director of Utility Planning. And lastly, from the Sussex Conservation District, a form of a memorandum also received today. We are advised that there are four soil types on this application site, that the applicant would be required to follow erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation, that there are no storm flood hazard areas or tax ditches affected, that it may not be likely for any off-site drainage improvements, and it's possible that on-site drainage improvements will be required if any construction takes place. Attached to that memorandum is a copy of an aerial photograph overlaid with the tax parcels, also a soils map with a map legend, map and soils interpretation, and a report on prime and other important farmland. I did also receive an email today. It states, it's to the Planning and Zoning Commission making reference to this application. It states, in talking to my neighbors, we are very concerned about the application for the limited use of the property on and near Covage Pond Road and Benson Road. This area is very conducive to have a commercial business. It's not conducive, to have a commercial business, especially a septic cleaning company. Remember, this is a residential community with many new houses, which is adding beauty and desirability to our community. My understanding is that the storage and shop is already built and in use, and if so, we request that this be stopped immediately. How do you limit such a use just to one business? This would set a precedent that we do not think is beneficial to our community. It would not be long before our area roads would show the signs of heavy equipment and the increase of noise would disrupt our quiet community, besides bringing unwanted additional smell of septic residue. We already have chicken waste being distributed over the land down Benson Road. We feel we should not be sandwiched between chicken waste and human waste land use. Not a pretty picture. Please do not allow this exception for this land use. If you do so, we will be opening a can of worms. If you do, what's next in this community? It is our sincere hope that you will give deep thought to our concerns and decide accordingly. And it's provided by Ralph LaPrade from Lincoln. And that's all I have, unless you have questions.
All right, sir, thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application?
I'm Harry Murphy from Charles Murphy's office, 14 South Maple Avenue, Milford, Delaware. Aerial photograph here. The resolution isn't all that great. I apologize.
Serves a purpose.
I am here tonight to represent Robert Bauer for his conditional use application. Bob Bauer is the owner and president of Midway Services Incorporated. They install septic systems and provide backhoe services. Bob began this business in 1988 at a site on Marshall Street outside of Milford. In 1994, Bob became a partner and co-owner of Swain Excavation in Lincoln. And soon after that, Bob moved the operations of Midway Services to the Swain Excavation Yard and worked from that location for almost 15 years. Approximately 2 years ago, Mr. Bauer applied for this conditional use with Sussex County to relocate Midway Services to the site depicted on this plan. Mr. Bauer purchased this property in about 1995 and constructed the existing pole barn structures about 10 or 11 years ago for the purpose of storing and working on his classic car collection. Access to this site would be via the existing stone driveway, which is shown on your plan, which is encompassed in an existing access easement. Mr. Bauer has received approval from DelDOT for this entrance, which is serving three parcels. As you can see from the aerial photography, the buildings and parking area are completely surrounded by woods, providing a natural buffer. As Mr. Bauer puts it, most of the people in the neighborhood don't even know the building exists back there. The operations of Midway Services do not involve much customer traffic. This is not a retail outlet. Therefore, the traffic impact should be minimum. Midway Services has been operating for over 20 years and has installed more than 2,500 septic systems, mostly in Sussex County. Midway Services employs five people full-time and has an excellent reputation. Mr. Bauer would like to continue his business at this site and hopes the commission will look favorably upon his application. Thank you for the consideration to this matter. If I could address the email that Mr. Lank received, I'm not an expert in septic services, but I do know that Mr. Bauer installs septic systems. He doesn't pump out septic systems and bring the waste to his site. He installs systems, so he uses stone and backhoes, but there are no human waste on his site. So, if there are any further questions, I'll be happy to answer them.
All right, sir. We thank you. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Burton.
Okay, thank you. It's currently in operation.
Yes, sir.
And do you see any changes occurring?
Absolutely not. 9 months ago, or about the beginning of the year, Mr. Bauer ended his affiliation with Swain Excavation and no longer had the services of the Swain Excavation Yard. That's when it was moved to the site, about 9 or 10 months ago. And as I say, about 2 years ago, he applied for this conditional use. So there would be no change to what's been going on there in the last 9 or 10 months.
9 or 10 months.
Yes, sir.
Will the equipment that is currently being used, will that be stored inside or outside?
I believe that's going to be stored under the smaller pole building.
The one in the back?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay, then what?
The larger building, he has an office and still some of his classic cars in the larger building.
Is there any, you say there's 5 to 10 employees, is the thought to grow this business on this site?
You have to come up to the microphone if you're going to talk and give your name for the record.
My name is Bob Bauer. I have five permanent employees, including myself, and I don't, given the current economic situation, I don't see any change in that, at least not upward, and hopefully not downward.
Okay. I went by the site during the day. What's it look like at night to the, is there lighting back there? What's it do to lots 70 and 69 and 68, 31, 32, 33?
I own lot 70. I believe it's 70, the corner lot.
Over here? In Cedar Creek Estates?
70, you
said? Yes, lot 70, yes.
Okay.
There's still a wooded buffer in between, but there are lights on the property to illuminate the building. There's, I think they call them wall packs. Okay. There's one on each side of the building, and then there's a security light at the smaller building, but it doesn't shine into the anywhere else.
And there's no plan to expand any of the buildings. You're just going to stay where you are.
Yeah, I have plenty of room there.
Are you going to, now that you're like possibly voted on favorably legal, is there a sign that's going to go up?
No, I don't. There's no reason to. Most of my customer contact is over fax machine and telephone. I mean, very few people come to my office for any reason.
And the wooded buffer would stay, right? So there's no need to, there wouldn't be a need for a landscape buffer around there because the woods would.
The buffer was kind of my idea.
But it would stay.
No further questions.
All right, Mr. Smith.
Do you get deliveries to this site? Do you get deliveries of stone or your precast?
I do have some stone deliveries to the site. Pretty minimal, but usually it's delivered to the site where I'm working. I do try to keep around 40 to 50 tons, which is two truckloads of stone, simply for my own convenience when I'm doing small things. And then I have plumbing deliveries from the company that I buy pipe from.
So there is some truck in and out?
Yeah, the plumbing truck is there about once a week, and the stone trucks would be kind of intermittent. Mm. I mean, I may get two in 1 week and then not get any more for several months.
On this plan, I guess, Mr. Murphy, is there provision for a dumpster pad? Is there a need?
It's not on the plan, but there is a dumpster there.
And that's located in such a spot where it's not a, you've mentioned the buffer, but no associated noise, smell for the neighbors from those dumpsters?
No. Yeah.
This is the site here and the parking. Although it's not a very good photograph, this is all woods through here and through here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all wooded through here. So it's back in the woods, back in the boonies.
Yeah. That's all the questions I have, Mr. Chairman.
All right, so Mr. Ross?
You ever give rides in any of your classic cars?
Occasionally, at returns day, I always take somebody.
Mr. Burton is a car buff. You know, I just don't know if you noticed or not. No questions.
Captain Clunker. Okay.
His aren't gone.
Oh, I know. His aren't. Wondering about yours. Mr. Lank, any questions?
No questions.
Okay, Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Counsel?
Oh, not a question, only a statement would be if the commission's inclined to look favorably on this. We've talked a lot about the trees stay, and I would just suggest that any motion include a recommendation that the final site plan show the location of those trees and that they're not to be disturbed.
That's important.
You know, that's it.
Okay. Mr. Bauer, I just have one question for you, and that is, in the time that you have been there, have you received any complaints from any of the neighbors?
No.
No noise complaints, no lighting complaints or anything.
Okay.
All right, sir, we thank you. If you all take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1787, Robert C. Bauer, Jr.? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1787? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening.
to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Our next